One look at the pictures from Missouri or Minnesota will tell you why weather forecasting is such an important science. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recently released its outlook for the upcoming hurricane season. A lot of work and computing power goes into creating that. Here to give us a peek into the inner workings, Dr. Jerry Bell. He is the lead seasonal hurricane forecaster at NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. Dr. Bell, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
So I know you've got it down to a science, and I don't mean that like it sounds, but so what goes into this, though? You already know exactly how to put it all together.
Well, there's a very strong scientific basis for making the seasonal hurricane outlooks. And the reason is that the wind and the air pressure patterns over the Atlantic that control the hurricanes are really controlled themselves by larger scale climate patterns that last anywhere from months to decades. And by monitoring, predicting, and understanding those climate patterns, we can often say something intelligent about the nature of the upcoming hurricane season.
Now, NOAA is very careful to explain that this is an outlook that you have released, but not a forecast or a landfall prediction. So explain that.
Well, that's right. The NOAA's seasonal outlooks are what we can expect for the overall hurricane season. This year, we're expecting an above-normal season. We're expecting 12 to 18 named storms, 6 to 10 hurricanes, of which we think 3 to 6 could become major hurricanes. So that's the overall outlook or the overall expectation for the season. The outlooks do not predict how many of these might make landfall. And there's a couple of reasons. One is that the climate factors that we use to predict the overall season really don't tell us a lot about whether hurricanes will strike or not. The other thing is that where the hurricanes and when and how strong they are when they do make landfall, that those factors really depend on the weather patterns that are there at the time the hurricane is approaching. And we all know that predicting those weather patterns this far in advance just isn't possible.
So what is it that you need to be able to do this and produce this forecast?
Well, we use several things. They're actually pretty sophisticated. The first thing we use is global weather maps. We have weather maps that are produced by our computers four times a day, and then we assemble those maps into monthly averages, seasonal averages, and so on, so that we can extract out what the various climate patterns are doing. This is heavily dependent on all of the different types of observations, from satellites to balloons to ships to buoys to aircraft. All of those factors are critical in producing these daily weather maps. Not only do we use them from just a monitoring and analysis perspective, but the very sophisticated climate models also then take these data and then can predict out into the future, or we use them to attempt to predict out into the future, in this case through the hurricane season, what the conditions might be. So as a result, the outlooks not only reflect all of this data and our human understanding and analysis of the data, but also we're incorporating very highly sophisticated climate models that can give us a better idea of what maybe to expect during the season.
Dr. Jerry Bell is the lead seasonal hurricane forecaster at NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. Now, do you have a feedback mechanism such that you check the weather that actually occurred versus what was predicted, and does that get fed back into the algorithms over time to try to increase accuracy?
Yes. Every year we do a very detailed analysis of what actually happened during the season. I remember 2006 and 2007, the outlooks were not very good in those two years, and we needed to figure out why, and it was because climate patterns that we didn't take into account. Now we do take those into account. Other times it's a matter of how well did the climate models do in predicting, say, El Nino and La Nina, which are major factors influencing the hurricane season. So, yeah, we absolutely do a very detailed analysis, and we're always trying to improve the outlooks.
But let's talk about the intuition and your experience and how that plays into the equation. I mean, it can't all be technology, right? You got to have a little mojo going on there.
Well, that goes pretty much into where what I was kind of grouping in analysis and monitoring and understanding of what we're looking at with the climate patterns themselves. And we know there's several climate patterns that strongly influence the season. The one is the El Niño-La Niña cycle that occurs in the Pacific Ocean. Another pattern is the wind and air pressure conditions that tend to last for oftentimes anywhere from 25 to 40 years. And then those produce like an active hurricane era that we're in now, or a low activity era like we saw in the 70s, 80s, early 90s. Another factor is Atlantic Ocean temperatures. So you get a good physical understanding for these phenomena. You know their time scales, you know key factors of each to look at, and that's where your intuition a little bit comes in, but it's really more of just understanding what these patterns do and how they operate.
And how do you get to be the lead seasonal hurricane forecaster?
Well, I was involved in the – we had issued our first outlooks in August of 1998, and I was very heavily involved in research at the time trying to figure out what these climate patterns are and how they affect the hurricane season, and more importantly, how we could turn that into a seasonal outlook. So I became the lead because I was very much involved in the research at the time, and I'm the one who put the team together. It's a team of experts from the Climate Prediction Center, the National Hurricane Center, and also the Hurricane Research Division down in Miami.
And just a final question, all these tornadoes that have been plaguing the United States, is the pattern there, does it have any connection with what's going to happen for the hurricanes?
No, I don't think so. The pattern for the tornadoes has been a very persistent jet stream, just very persistent jet stream from west to east coming across the middle of the country, and each storm within that jet stream has been tapping the Gulf moisture and you know, really producing some severe weather. But hurricanes require the opposite. Hurricanes want no jet stream. They want very weak winds, and then conditions are favorable. So what's producing the tornadoes now is actually opposite to what hurricanes would want.
So if you see a butterfly, don't let it flap its wings, in other words. Dr. Jerry Bell is a lead seasonal hurricane forecaster at NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Amy.